This is Read in Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, top stories of the hour first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only discharged from hospital after complete recovery. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only says government ready to work with the leadership of SAARC to contain coronavirus as Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for collective strategy among SAARC countries. Economist urges government to immediately initiate programs of financial and monetary reforms to minimize impact of coronavirus on Nepali economy. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in isolation after his wife tested coronavirus positive. Australian Home Minister Peter Dutton also diagnosed with coronavirus. Now news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has been discharged from Trivandrum University Teaching Hospital after his successful renal transplant. Prime Minister Oli also was admitted to the hospital on March 2nd for his second renal transplant. The Prime Minister's kidney transplant was conducted on March 4th. The TU Teaching Hospital has said the Prime Minister was discharged after full restoration of health following the kidney transplant. The hospital has also said currently the Prime Minister's condition is normal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the government is ready to work closely with the SAARC member states to stay away from coronavirus. Prime Minister Oli said it while welcoming Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's idea for forging a strong strategy by the leadership of the SAARC nations to fight the coronavirus collectively. Prime Minister Oli further welcomed the proposal of video conferencing forwarded by Indian Prime Minister to discuss the COVID-19 problems so that safety of people in the SAARC region could be ensured. Indian Prime Minister's proposal has been held by all SAARC countries except Pakistan and Afghanistan. In a bid to prevent a possible outbreak of coronavirus, Nepal has decided to keep both foreigners and Nepalese arriving from abroad into quarantine for 14 days. As per the decision, the foreigner entering Nepal should be in 14 days self-quarantine and the Nepalese coming home from abroad should keep themselves home quarantine for 14 days. According to Coronavirus Prevention and Control High Level Coordination Committee headed by Deputy Prime Minister Iswar Pokhrel, the decision will come into effect from tomorrow. The decision unveiled by Secretary at the Committee's Secretariat Naran Prasad Bidari states that the rule is applicable to all the Nepalese coming from abroad, including those who have been abroad for a short period of time. Likewise, the rules should be abided by all the diplomats or those who are coming to Nepal for study or labour. Likewise, the government has also suspended on-arrival visas to foreigners till April 30th to be effective from tomorrow midnight. The government has also decided to set up ICU, isolation ward, in all 7 states, including Kathmandu. The Secretariat of High-Level Coordination Committee of Coronavirus Prevention and Control said preparation is underway to set up at least 1 ICU and isolation ward in each province and require a number of facilities in Kathmandu to contain the virus. Similarly, the government has suspended permits to be issued for the spring season mountaineering of 2020 for time being. Likewise, the government has suspended all the international conferences and seminars till 31st May 2020. Meanwhile, out of 2 persons kept in isolation at BP Kerala Health Sciences Academy at Dharan in suspicion of coronavirus infection, 1 person has been discharged. The hospital has admitted a lady returning from Hong Kong and a man returning from South Korea in its isolation ward with suspicion of virus infection. The hospital sources cite the lady has been discharged from the hospital while the detailed health report of the man is yet to come. The government has also locked down the 5 border points with India in Baithari as a measure of checking the coronavirus spread. Likewise, the government has suspended the labour approval of foreign employment for an indefinite period, bearing in mind the coronavirus pandemic. A meeting of the Novel Coronavirus Disease Prevention Control High-Level Coordination Committee took the decision today, bringing it into effect from today itself. The Achal-based Foreign Employment Officer Umesh Basnath said the leave approval has been suspended until further notice. Economists have urged the government to immediately release programs of financial and monetary reforms to lessen the impact of coronavirus pandemic on Nepali economy. Speaking at a program organized at the Reporters Club in Kathmandu today, the economists demanded the government to take prompt move to mitigate the impact of coronavirus on Nepali economy. They claim that Nepal's tourism, hotel and large projects have been affected by the coronavirus fear. Nepal Rashtra Bank's former governor Dipendra Bahadur Chhetri said the productivity of all sectors has been diminishing due to coronavirus fright. Likewise, economist Dr. Bishwambar Pakaril said small and medium-scale industries are on the verge of closure due to decreasing import of raw materials from China, India and other countries. He also pointed out the direct impact on Nepali economy due to reduced remittance following the spread of coronavirus in Qatar, Malaysia, South Korea and other major foreign employment destinations of Nepal. Likewise, economist Dr. Chandramani Adhikari urged the government to bring relief programs targeting industry, tourism, bank and other market sectors. Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister Basanta Kumar Nembang has said that Janakpur-Jayanagar railway service will commence from this fiscal year alone. While having an on-site inspection of the railway track today, Minister Nembang said for the commencement of the railway services, Nepal has already bought an engine and its boxcars have also been readied, while boxcars for the another ordered train is under construction. Minister Nembang also said 260 vacancies have been created for inducting staff for the railway department. With the 10 billion rupees aid of Indian government, the railway track from Jayanagar Janakpur Bhattivas is under construction and the track from Jayanagar to Kurtha has already been constructed. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेड मा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has appointed Nepal's ambassador to Australia, Mahesh Raj Dahal, as the non-resident ambassador to Fiji. A spokesperson at President's office, Hari Prasad Dahal, said that the president has assigned additional duty to Envoy Dahal today. Bharatpur Metropolis has formed a Coronavirus Prevention and Preparedness Coordination Committee under the leadership of the Metropolis Mayor, Renu Dahal, amid coronavirus fear. An all-party meeting at the Metropolis today took a decision to this effect. The meeting also urged to form a Coronavirus Prevention Preparedness Coordination Committee at all wards and launch awareness campaigns. A Virus Prevention and Preparedness Task Force comprising doctors will also be formed, while the private and government hospitals have been asked to set up isolation wards. The scientists at Nepal Academy of Science and Technology are to launch health-related training. Training to make sanitizer is going to be imparted to a person each of 29 wards of Lalitpur Metropolis with the objective of preventing possible coronavirus outbreak. Those who got training from the NAST have to impart training to make sanitizers to others in their respective wards. Senior scientist and a spokesperson of the NAST, Dr. Suresh Kumar Tungal, said they will impart training to produce sanitizer as per the standard of World Health Organization. Tilottama Municipality in Rupandehi District has been declared a plastic bag-free and full sanitation zone. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ghanasam Basal made the announcement amidst a program in Rupandehi today. On the occasion, Minister Basal urged the campaigners to continue with the drive while calling for the federal, state and local levels to prioritize sanitation. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now on some international updates. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will be in isolation for 2 weeks after his wife Sophie tested positive for coronavirus. The coronavirus outbreak has also prompted the province of Ontario to shutter schools to limit the spread. Sophie Gregoire Trudeau recently returned from London and experienced flu-like symptoms, so she was tested for the coronavirus. Meantime, Australian Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has been confirmed to have coronavirus infection and has been admitted to a hospital after developing the coronavirus symptoms. Meanwhile, the death toll from the outbreak of coronavirus in Italy has jumped to the last 24 hours by 189, reaching 1,016, a rise of 23%. According to the WHO, more than 4,900 people have died and over 132,000 have been infected globally. In another development, schools have been closed, sports events cancelled and cultural institutions shut down around the world as the countries try to stem the coronavirus outbreak. In the US, 6 states told the schools to close on Monday for at least 2 weeks. Belgium announced sweeping measures, including the closures of schools, cafes and restaurants and cancellation of cultural and recreational events. All forthcoming fixtures in Europe top football contest and championship and Europa League have been stopped due to coronavirus fear. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds, lightning is likely to occur at many places of the central and western region and at some places of the eastern region. There will also be chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the high mountainous region. We have almost come to the end of the news from Read Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli discharged from hospital after complete recovery. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says government ready to work with the leadership of SAARC to contend coronavirus as Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for collective strategy among SAARC countries. Economist urges government to immediately initiate programs of financial and monetary reforms to minimize impact of coronavirus on Nepali economy. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in isolation after his wife tested coronavirus positive. Australian Home Minister Peter Dutton also diagnosed with coronavirus. That's the end of the news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to the special weather bulletin. General weather, it will be generally cloudy with chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places in the 3 regions of the country. Now in direction, wind speed and temperatures in the western region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 200 degrees, 15 knots and 1 degree Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 190 degrees, 20 knots and minus 19 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 230 degrees, 40 knots and minus 32 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 220 degrees, 85 knots and minus 45 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the central region at different altitude. At 3,000 meters, 220 degrees, 25 knots and 2 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 220 degrees, 40 knots and minus 15 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 230 degrees, 55 knots and minus 28 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 230 degrees, 80 knots and minus 42 degrees Celsius. Likewise, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 220 degrees, 15 knots and 5 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 240 degrees, 35 knots and minus 11 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 230 degrees, 45 knots and minus 24 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 240 degrees, 70 knots and minus 40 degrees Celsius. That's the end of this special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.